NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by General Motors, makers of cars and trucks that carry the GM mark of excellence. Now with the news, Russ Ward.
Mayor Carl Stokes of Cleveland, Ohio, says the crisis in his city is over. All the National Guard troops called in to help restore order are expected to be gone by tomorrow. We'll have a report from Cleveland. Prague Radio said today Czechoslovak students arriving in Bulgaria for a World Youth Festival next week are being held at the Bulgarian border. The communist-sponsored festival is the first one since 1962. That meeting in Helsinki broke up in a clash between left-wing and right-wing students. Full battle gear is being issued to the 6,000 American airmen stationed at the Udorn Air Base in Thailand. The base came under guerrilla attack last night, the first such incident involving an American military installation in Thailand. One Thai guard was killed, four Americans were wounded, and two planes damaged. Britain's second heart transplant patient, 48-year-old Gordon Ford, remains in serious condition today, 24 hours after receiving the heart of a younger man killed in an automobile crash. Thousands of students demonstrated in Mexico City last night in a protest against alleged police brutality. Scores of arrests were reported as the young demonstrators clashed with police. At Cleveland Report, another news after this from General Motors.
America's buying. GM. Yes, young America is buying General Motors cars with more of the fresh good looks you're looking for.
The look that gets the look and the style that sets the style. GM's got the look, yeah, GM sets the
look, style, and resale value, too, traditionally higher. So go with the cars young America goes for most. Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac. The best-selling cars with the GM.
GM.
Mark of excellence.
Mark of excellence. GM's got the look, yeah. GM sets the style. The look that gets the look and the style that sets the style.
Once again, Russ Ward.
A major American city recovers from an outbreak of violence. Here with the story, Bob Harper, NBC News, Cleveland.
More than 1,500 Ohio National Guardsmen on duty in Cleveland left for home this morning when Mayor Carl Stokes lifted a curfew and blockade in the city's Glenville area. 1,500 other guardsmen will be on standby alert at National Guard armories until noon tomorrow. Stokes said the four-day crisis was over, and police would return to normal duty hours in the region where 10 persons were killed on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, hundreds of police officers this morning from several states attended interdenominational services at a cathedral in downtown Cleveland, eulogizing the three policemen killed on Tuesday night. At the same time as the ceremony was being conducted, the man accused of killing them, black nationalist Fred Ahmed Evans, pleaded not guilty to murder in a Cleveland court. His trial has been set for August 7th. Bob Harper, NBC News, Cleveland.
State police were called to the scene in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night to assist local authorities in putting down an outbreak of street trouble by about 100 Negro youths. Police Superintendent William Jackson said the trouble started about midnight when four unoccupied houses in a predominantly Negro area caught fire in what Jackson called an obvious arson attempt. Firemen were attacked with rocks as they tried to put out the fires. More in a moment.
You can take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
Wherever you light up a Salem, you get a menthol taste that's country soft, country fresh.
You can take Salem out of the country, but
peace organizations in Los Angeles say they plan to have 25,000 anti-war demonstrators turn out during Vice President Hubert Humphrey's three-day tour of California. During his visit to the West Coast, Mr. Humphrey will meet with the California delegation to the Democratic National Convention. The Republican National Convention opens in Miami Beach a week from Monday. NBC Radio and Television will begin its coverage on the morning of August 5th. The semi-official Egyptian newspaper Al Ahram says President Nasser will undergo treatment in the Soviet Union for a leg inflammation. Nasser arrived in Russia earlier this week Today's report was the first specific mention of his ailment. Again, the hour's top story, the curfew in Cleveland, Ohio, has been lifted, and 1,200 National Guard troops called in to help restore order left the city this morning. Another 1,500 guardsmen are expected to leave tomorrow. Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again in the hour when Salem, America's favorite menthol cigarette, brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Ed Edwards, WNBC News. It's 11:05, 77 degrees in New York, and it is sunny. Lifeguards reportedly are not showing up for work at some city beaches. Police at Rockaway and Coney Island told WNBC News that lifeguards have not appeared today. Victor Solomon, chairman of the Harlem chapter of the Congress of Racial Equality, says that plans announced by Shearson Hamill and Company to open an office in Harlem represent what he terms part of a conspiracy by powerful white financial interests to take over Harlem and make it lily white. 15 Cuban nationals have been arrested on charges of attempting to throw eggs at the Cuban UN mission last night on the anniversary of Fidel Castro's 26th of July movement. Police have raided an after-hours club on Amsterdam Avenue and arrested 43 persons. Several packets of cocaine were allegedly seized in the raid, which was staged at about 5:30 this morning. Detectives have arrested Edward Barrett and Jeannie Davidson, both residents of New Brunswick, New Jersey, and charged them with the kidnapping of a New Brunswick patrolman last month. Police say off-duty patrolman Richard Oakley was forced to drive the couple, along with two other gunmen who allegedly worked with Barrett, after the robbery of a New Brunswick shoe store. The WNBC temperature is 77 degrees and it's sunny, partly sunny and warm this afternoon, highest 80 to 85. Clouding up tonight with a chance of a shower or two by daybreak. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. Considerable cloudiness on Sunday with a few showers likely in the morning and the high on Sunday near 80. Repeating the present WNBC temperature, it is 77 degrees. Once again, information for those planning on going swimming today. It is sunny and very pleasant. However, this information, police at Rockaway and Coney Island have informed WNBC News that lifeguards at those two beaches have not appeared today in an apparent dispute with the city over a new contract. This is Ed Edwards, WNBC News.
Don't move, just leave your doll on a hook here upon a tree. Lean back and stay a while on a hook.
Glad you could make it. Gene Rayburn here. We'll have the latest word from the auto racing circuit for you shortly after Pretty Perky Petula registers her determination.
When love seems to let you down, well, you can't turn around and run. You've got to stop to face the fact that the heartaches have just begun. Because you need love. Don't give up, don't think you're bleeding down, don't give up.
Our name is J.P. Stevens. You don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation is built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside, on the patio, porch, breezeway, inside, too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
Now something for the Speedy set, with Mel Allen having the first word.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment, but first of all, let me ask you a question. Is your car's engine running like something doesn't fit? Well, you'd better change to a brand of Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oil. It's a proven fact that crude oils from wells in the Pennsylvania region produces oils of superior lubricity, or oiliness. Because they have a unique molecular structure, these famous oils last longer, make your car's engine run smoother. Follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, if you are a sports car fan, get this. The Pennsylvania-grade Crude Oil Association, again this year, is repeating its offer of rally kits. Each kit has six big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 sanctioned rally scoring slips. To get a rally kit for your club, just send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Thanks, Mel. The Indianapolis 500 next year will be different, with turbine cars absent, if Andy Granatelli is to be believed. United States Auto Club directors took another slice out of the turbine air inlet area for 1969, cutting it to 11.9 square inches. This is a 25% reduction on the 15.9-inch engines used in this year's Indianapolis race and half the size of the power plant used in last year's turbo car. They also slightly trimmed the size allowed turbocharged Opie and Ford engines while approving an increase of 20 cubic inches in the size of stock block engines permitted in the 500 and on the championship trail. This latest reduction has prompted STP head and turbine pioneer Andy Granatelli to throw in the towel, avowing that he will not be at Indianapolis next year with turbine cars. Speculation has already started as to what kind of cars he will bring. There's stock car racing tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, where the Grand National Gang goes in a 400-lap race at Fairgrounds Speedway. And in Reading, Pennsylvania tonight, the attraction is open cockpit racing. The Keystone Track plans its 100th sprint car program since opening for this brand of the sport back in 1923. Sports car fans get a big one tomorrow, the Road America 500 at Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. It will be Mark Donahue against the field. And at Langhorne, Pennsylvania, Indianapolis winner Bobby Unser heads the field of open cockpit stars, who will go in two separate 100-mile events on the famous 1 Mile Speedway tomorrow afternoon. Thursday night was significant for the followers of NASCAR stock car racing. Point leader Bobby Isaac won the pole position at Smoky Mountain Raceway near Knoxville, Tennessee, in his Dodge, but was knocked out of the going early in the race after a tangle, and saw his arch rival, David Pearson, take over the point lead with a third-place finish behind Richard Petty and Bud Moore. Petty drove a Plymouth, and Moore was making his first start for Ford after leaving the Dodge camp. The new Stafford Speedway in Stafford Springs, Connecticut, was visited last night by the USAC Sprint Car Circuit for the first time. And when the wheel wanging and the hub rubbing was all over, Gary Bettenhausen was the winner over Bill Vukovich Jr.
If Tony Bettenhausen and Bill Vukovich were still alive, they might have sent their sons to bed with no supper. Point leader Larry Dixon was third, with Bob Pratt fourth. This is Chris Economaki reporting.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania motor oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Chris Economaki keeps close watch on the weekend auto racing scene. He'll check in with another report late tomorrow. Right now, it's neither late nor early. To be specific, it is 17 minutes past the hour on the Monitor Beacon.
Another big Schaefer discovery. The big, brilliant voice of Vahan Kanzadian.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Hello again from both Monitor and me, Gene Rayburn. Here's a Monitor tip for your next backyard barbecue. To help keep the drinks cool, chill the glasses ahead of time in the refrigerator. For sweet drinks, use superfine sugar. It dissolves quicker. A dramatic display for the fruit punch, a hollowed-out watermelon, brimful with punch and ice cubes. Good idea? All right. Now another good idea.
Hot dogs. Time for a hot dog. What kind of kids eat up for hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox.
Hot dogs.
When do kids like Armor hot dogs? They like them at lunchtime, dinner time, snack time, anytime kids like the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to love.
Ready or not, here comes a group known as Picardy with a song known as Montage.
Was written on my mind like the back of an envelope, rehearsed and very carefully in reach. My cool cucumber, non-committal speech that I wrote while hanging out down at the beach. And I shivered from the cold of the ice in my granite foot, knowing that you didn't have a friend. And then I didn't feel like Batman anymore.
I change my shirt. And darling, then your face was full of me. And then your eyes were dry. And I knew that you knew that I knew that you knew that you knew that I knew that I knew.
Highway Holiday 68. If there are youngsters in your family, here's a great vacation idea. Take them on an auto tour of Daniel Boone country. That's Kentucky. Explore Mammoth Cave, the unspoiled Cumberland Mountains. Tour the lush bluegrass region. There's fun for all the family in a Kentucky vacation. And the going is fun, too, when you relax, refresh, and refuel at the nation's favorite highway oasis, Stuckey's. Everyone enjoys Stuckey's famous candies and hurry-up snacks. Tastiest fried chicken you'll ever eat, boxed and ready to go. Texaco, Diners Club, American Express credit cards honored. At Stuckey's stores right now, you get the summer's sweetest deal, a box of their crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 or more gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. So wherever you drive, for free candy, for all the friendly service that make auto travel more pleasant, stop at Stuckey's, coast to coast. Next, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a few moments, Henry Morgan's opinions on opinion takers.
Oh, what a beautiful Javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
Can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped Javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a Javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars and summer. And you.
You may win a Javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited. Now, some personal opinions on opinion polls from Henry Morgan.
I have a bad back. Something to do with one of my discs. I think one of my discs is missing. And there's a pain in my left wrist. Don't know what it is, but it's annoying. And another thing that's bothering me is the opinion polls. Every 5 minutes, somebody somewhere is taking a poll. Tell me, madam, how do you feel about bananas? Like, don't like, no opinion. What do you think of 14-year-old girls who use lipstick? Too tall? Too short? Too soon? No opinion. Tell me, sir, if Alf Landon were running against Babe Ruth with Steve Allen as vice president and Joe Louis heading up a third party, would you prefer Lyndon Johnson's dog or Dick Nixon's cat? Look, I hope you're not listening to this at home, because if you are, there's probably a pollster at your door right now and you'll never hear how this comes out. Actually, it isn't the polls that bother me. It's the attention that's paid to them. An awful lot of people are going around asking other people what they think they would like. I truly don't think much good can come of that. Look at it this way. Did Galileo go around asking people would they like a telescope? Did Shakespeare take a poll to see if anybody wanted a play about a Danish prince called Hamlet who had a crazy sister? Did Marco Polo ask anybody if they thought China was a good place to visit? Did Richard Rogers go around bothering housewives to see if they'd like a musical about an Austrian family that sang songs? You betcha they didn't. So how come all the politicians are running around nagging people to find out what they want? Every candidate has admitted that he follows the polls very closely. Every candidate's ready to be a president to order. You want somebody who's a little like a hawk, a lot like a dove, and for gun control, lady? You got it. You want somebody against gun control, against crime, against Russia, for the Cape of Good Hope? Okay, lady, vote for me. You want somebody a little shorter? I'll cut off my legs. You want a guy who plays the banjo? I'll take lessons. I don't see how anybody can pretend to be a leader when he's really a follower. I really don't think the average American voter wants to have a president to order. If an American person wants to leave an order, he goes to a grocer, not a candidate. Or do you suppose most of the candidates are really grocers? This is Henry Morgan, and I'll be back again next week with some more questions. All you have to do is like, don't like, or no opinion.
Here, here, Henry. American Political Scene 68 was brought to you also by True Filter Cigarettes.
Changing, changing, things are changing.
Smoking a reduced tar cigarette used to make you feel alone. You're not alone anymore. Smokers everywhere are changing to True. 12.8 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine, and it tastes like a cigarette. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Changing, changing, things are changing.
Follow American Political Scene 68 on a regular basis on Monitor, featuring a wide variety of views expressed by such observers as Chet Huntley, Bob and Ray, Edwin Newman, and others. And don't forget Monday, August 5, the date for the start of the Republican National Convention in Miami. Hear it all, see it all, with complete comprehensive night and day coverage, NBC radio and television. Giovanni's Orchestra and Via Rides. By the way, if you are riding along the highway right now, maintain enough distance between your car and the one ahead so that you'll avoid a collision if an emergency stop is necessary. Gene Rayburn here.
The funny side and the sober side of American Politics 68 with Al Capp and Chet Huntley. Both later today on Monitor.
Well, baby, there's a place to go to church and play the evening sun. There's a secret place of happiness on a farm.
Which day is this? The Webster Chambers, the restaurant? I don't know how to read yet.
Yes, it is. May I serve you?
I like a Webster Chambers, please. And french fries and a strawberry Webster six shake. And charge it, please.
I'm sorry. We don't accept charge accounts here at Retson's, miss.
My daddy said I could charge it.
I think there must be some mistake, little girl.
My daddy never makes a mistake.
Who is your daddy?
Mr. Retson.
You let Retson save happiness on a bend.
In Glen Cove, Long Island, Retson's is located on Glen Street, next to the Town Theater. In Brightwater, Long Island, there's the Watsons on Sunrise Highway, corner of Pine Drive. For the Watsons nearest you, check the phone book.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Here comes the star attraction, just so don't you touch. Here comes the man.
Hi there. I'm Gene Rayburn. Order in the court, Saturday, July 27th, the last Saturday of the month, and Monitor is with it. Now, the new one added to Monitor Music is Sergio Mendes and Brazil's 66 do Fool on the Hill. Discovering the beauty, the history, and the fun of America, because summer 68 is Discover America time. Wherever you travel, enjoy Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Anytime, any place, you're always right with Miller, because Miller makes it right. Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events, both at home and abroad, brought to you by Salem. Salem gently air softens every puff for a taste that's country soft, country fresh. Coming up, preview to a showdown, the Czech-Soviet confrontation.
Take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
Wherever
you light up a Salem, you get a menthol taste that's country soft, country fresh. Take a puff. It is springtime.
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but
now, Garrick Utley, NBC News in Prague.
It has been one of the coldest and wettest summers Czechoslovakia has shivered through, and the chill has not just been from the weather, but from the increasing cool and strained relations with the Soviet Union. The men in the Kremlin, backed by their hardline comrades in Poland and East Germany, are conducting a massive campaign of psychological pressure against this country's 14 million people in an attempt to halt the program of liberal reforms introduced by Czechoslovakia's new communist leaders. This week, the pressure was increased even more by the Soviet announcement of military maneuvers along Russia's western border with Czechoslovakia. In addition, Russian tourists have been stopped from visiting Czechoslovakia, and every day, papers in Moscow, Warsaw, and East Berlin have been filled with bitter attacks against this country's reform program. All of this is in preparation for the showdown meeting expected next week between Czechoslovak and Russian communist rulers. The historical confrontation will mark the first time that the entire 11-man Soviet Politburo has left Russia together. Details of the meeting have been kept so secret that it is only known that it will take place in Czechoslovakia at some unknown place at some unspecified time. The Russians have not shown any haste in rushing to the conference table. They apparently hope that, given time, their campaign of pressure will create cracks in the virtually solid front of support for Czechoslovak communist leader Alexander Dubček. But the Czechs and Slovaks are not cracking. If anything, they are growing tougher. Yesterday, the intellectual magazine Literárny listy published an open letter demanding that Dubček not compromise on any of Czechoslovakia's new freedoms in his negotiations with the Russians. And throughout the country, workers have been sending thousands of resolutions of support to Czechoslovakia's hard-pressed communist leaders who are fighting not only for their own survival, but also for Czechoslovakia's new brand of democratic communism. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Prague.
Bring around the world, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This one also brought to you by A to Z Rental Centers. What's your job, need, or pleasure? Your local A to Z Rental Center is your one-stop community rental center for equipment to fix or paint your home, mow and hoe your garden, host a party for invalid needs, camping, and more, all at reasonable rates. See the yellow pages under Rental Service for your A to Z Rental Center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z, A to Z Rental Center. You're where all the action is every weekend. In other words, you're on the Monitor Beacon. As Henry Wadsworth Longfellow once said, between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that's known as the children's hour. But as WNBC's program manager says, between the time of Lee and Bill Mazur, when the audience is beginning to glower, comes a pause in the day's entertainment that's known as Jim Gerhardt's Hour? Join me, Jim Gerhardt, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. on WNBC Telephone Radio.
If you miss seeing the off-Broadway production, The Devil His Due, it's not too late to enjoy it now at William Sloan House YMCA, a satirical review with 20 musical numbers that will raise eyebrows as well as laughs. The Devil Is Due is playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings at 8:30 p.m. through Labor Day weekend. That's Sloan House, YMCA, 356 West 34th Street. For complete information, phone Oxford 55133.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Ron and Martin.
Today marks the birthday of Emile Drake, the man who invented the first concrete canoe. Mr. Drake would have been 32 today.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much for that timely reminder about one of America's earliest spokesman for safer boating, whose final words were, incidentally, "Where did I go wrong?" Bloop, bloop.
Hard floors can make it a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merryweather and Merryair indoor-outdoor carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merryweather and Merryair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merryair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
At 14 minutes before the hour, Monitor Music and the voice of Ed Ames, his latest.
All my love's laughter and all my love's faces, she comes like the morning.
Question for you, what makes Renuzit spray starch the best spray starch you can buy? Well, a lot of things. One of them is Renuzit's new empty all valve. Renuzit delivers every last ounce of starch in the can, actually assures you of more starch for less money. And Renuzit spray starch is so easy to use, no mixing, no dampening, no sticking to the iron. Perfect results every time. Get the spray starch that gives you much more for much less. Renuzit spray starch with a good housekeeping seal of approval. Available at your local supermarket or grocery store. And I say you can't beat that wisdom, especially when there's so much coming along later today when Joe Garagiola will be your monitor host. Among the guests, new comedian Jerry Collins with a fresh and funny look at names. Also, tips on family camping. Bob Considine comments on the crisis in air traffic over New York's Kennedy Airport. There'll be political observations from Chet Huntley, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and Al Capp, along with sports news, special features, and plenty of good, satisfying monitor music like this. Hugo Montenegro's orchestra and chorus for that. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
This is Al Capp. I was reading The Romance of Transportation. I'd gotten to where it really starts rolling, the part about the wheel, where Ice Age Man says to Stone Age Man, you got rocks in your pointed head that rounding out that big flat stone, it'll never go. I looked out of the window. A fellow was coming up the walk. He didn't notice my garden hose lying across it. He tripped over it and skidded head first into my big elm tree. Well, I wasn't worried. My homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty would take care of the whole mess, and I knew that my State Farm agent was a careful, cautious guy who always took the right steps and who kept a cool head on his shoulders, so I went out to meet the guy under the tree. Oh, I'd met him before. He was my State Farm agent.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Joe Garagiola.
At the 1967 Bob Hope Desert Classic Golf Tournament, I got my first good look at the tremendous golf swing that belongs to Tom Neoporty. There were a lot of big hitters in that tournament, but somehow Neoporty seemed to stand out. Tom has an even better reason to remember that tournament, because he won it, and it was really something to watch. All winners are happy, of course, but Neoporty even more so. He had come from out of nowhere to wind up being congratulated on the 18th green by Bob Hope and General Eisenhower. I was surprised at the length of Neoporty's drives, but it seemed to me that he hadn't been too surprised. Recently, when I had a chance to visit with him, I asked him about it.
Have you always been able to hit the ball that long?
I've been pretty long, Joe, but I think, there are times in your career, I know you knew that in baseball, when you get things going for you, there's some kind of inner strength that you get. I don't know whether it's the trackman get it as a second wind, or I guess the adrenaline in your system, but I guess it's like a man in a war. You lift up a whole heavy ton of something off a man, and, you don't know where you get the strength. And I think that coming up those last few holes in the bottom rope, I was all keyed up, and that's probably why I was hitting the ball further. I can't explain it.
Was that your biggest thrill of the day?
It has been, Joe. You know, I left the tour 7 years ago, and winning again after being a home pro now was a great thrill for me.
I know it was a thrill for me to be alongside of you there. Listen, I can't let you go. We weekend duffers. Have you got one little bitty hint to help us a little bit?
Well, Joe, let's see. I've been teaching now, and most of the fault that I find with the members at my club and all around the whole country is this slice. You know, and I wrote a little article for a magazine once, and I felt that if you could look down at your ball and see it cut into four quarters like a pie, mm-hmm. and if you could number them 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the number fourth quarter that's towards you, you know,
mm-hmm.
you aim for that. You see?
I got the picture.
Try not to hit outside in, but hit inside out. If you just picture the inside quarter and hit at that, then you won't come out over the ball.
1 and 2's on top, 3 and 4 would be closest to me.
But, well, let's see, looking down at the ball now, you'd see 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you hit the inside quarter towards your club head when it meets the ball.
Tommy, thank you for that hint, and maybe we'll all join the tour.
Oh, that's good, Joe. Thanks a lot.
And that was one of the real nice guys in sports, golfer Tom Neoporti. Let's see now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if I hit the ball into the number 4, I won't slice. You know, I should have asked him about, I'm left-handed. Do I hit 4 or 2? Well, this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
I'm still going to beat you the next time we play, Joe. Take all the lessons you want, pal. Hey, here's a word about Union Oil. Protect your car's engine with a motor oil that goes Detroit one better. Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton is so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oils. This amazing purple motor oil guards your engine's life with sustained lubrication under all extremes of weather and driving conditions. And as it lubricates, Super Royal Triton helps to clean your engine every mile you drive. Remember the name next time your car needs oil, Super Royal Triton, from the Union Oil Company of California. For the most interesting coverage of all sports, check in with Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor. Roger Williams, An Impossible Dream. Keep pace with the nation and the world next through NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Gene Rayburn.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more stories, more songs to sing you. More comedy.
Beats smoking.
What beats smoking?
This cherry-flavored lozenge called Nicoban. N-I-K-O-B-A-N. Nicoban helps satisfy your tobacco hunger, helps control your appetite, too.
Can Nicoban really help me break the cigarette habit?
You bet. For years, Nicoban has been recommended by doctors to help people cut down on smoking, and often without gaining weight. So if you want real help in breaking the cigarette habit, try Nicoban.
Nicoban. Sure beats smoking.
Do you need a laxative once, twice, even three times a week?
I do.
I know I have a real regularity problem.
That's because after 35, your diet may lack enough of a regulating ingredient found in naturally laxative fruits and vegetables.
How can I get this regulating ingredient?
Seritan gives it to you in concentrated form. Just 2 teaspoons of gentle Seritan taken daily give you the regularity benefits of 7 apples, entirely different from pills, salts, and oils. Take Seritan for daily regularity after 35.
Seritan. I must try it.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.